Good evening, everyone. For WRCO News, I'm Todd Coppernoll. In a press release issued today, Richland County Board Chair Carrie Severson stated, Richland County Ad Hoc EMS District Formation Committee invites the community to a town hall Tuesday, September 29th at 6 p.m. This event will be held at the American Legion located at 900 Flag Park Drive in Richland Center. This will be an interactive discussion between the committee and the community to talk about emergency medical services in Richland County. This will be an opportunity for the community to learn what steps the county has taken related to emergency medical services and what that means for you as a resident of Richland County. We look forward to seeing you there again. The Ad Hoc EMS District Formation Committee from Richland County will be holding a town hall meeting Tuesday, September 29th at 6 p.m. at the American Legion in Richland Center. WRCO News also received a report today of a road improvement project scheduled for next year on Highway 14 East. This project will span 11.45 miles, beginning 0.1 miles east of Highway 58 and continuing to the Sauk County line. And in that stretch of Highway 14, the intent is to improve the pavement, widen the shoulders, and improve the intersection at Gotham by widening that intersection. There will not be a roundabout in Gotham again next year at some point. The dates are not set yet. Highway 14 East from 0.1 miles east of Highway 58 to the Sauk County line, 11.45 miles, will have pavement improvement, widening of the shoulders, and an improvement by widening the intersection at Gotham. There will not be a roundabout in Gotham. The annual Autumn Fest celebration will be held this weekend at Blue River. The event will get underway Friday evening. Justin Degenhart is an organizer of Autumn Fest.
Friday night, our men's fast pitch tournament starts. That's a staple. Been at Autumn Fest for 40-some years. I believe the first game starts at 6. And then we have our euchre tournament in the park, starts at 7. And then our water fights under the lights, fireman water fight, starts at 7 also.
The fast pitch tournament will be held all weekend. On Saturday, Friends of Blue River will sponsor two presentations at the community building starting at 10 o'clock. At 11, the third annual Chase on Smoke competition will get underway. Miranda and Jason from Chase on Smoke talk about the competition.
For the competition, we do have 22 teams competing. We have a people's choice where people can bring in non-perishable foods or $10, and you get to participate and vote on your favorite barbecue. They have appetizers and things they offer. So that's a new thing we added this year for our third year.
And all that money goes to Blue River Fire Department, as well as we also do a rocket stove toss where we have a 6-inch rocket stove, which is one of our staple products. And you got to just...
They throw bean bags.
They throw bean bags and see if they can get it into the rocket stove.
So they buy bags and then they win the stove.
I think last year it was like 10 bucks gives you 5 throws or something like that.
Also on Saturday, there will be a bean bag tourney at 1 o'clock, a blacktop tractor pull at 2, a scavenger hunt for all ages at 5 o'clock, and High Mileage will be performing beginning at 8 p.m. Sunday will feature a full slate of events. Justin Degenhart has a rundown of the schedule.
We'll start off our chicken barbecue. That'll serve at 11, but at 9, have Monty Berger and his cowboy church in the park. And then at 2, we have our parade, rain or shine. This year's parade theme is red, white, and blue, honoring our hometown veterans. 1 o'clock is lineup. And if there is any veterans out there that would like to be part of that, because we don't have a single parade marshal this year, it's the veterans. So the parade marshals, the veterans, are all going to be in the front of the parade. They're going to be the marshals of the parade. If anybody wants to come, we've got a couple people movers, wagons, to put them on. We'll pull them through the parade, and that was kind of our whole theme there.
Following Sunday's parade, there will be a sawdust money hunt, a kiddie tractor pull, and kids' water fights. The event will be capped off with music performed by J.R. Brink Duo from 3 o'clock until 6. There will be food and beverages all weekend. Please, no carry-ins. Enjoy the weekend by attending Autumn Fest this Friday through Sunday in Blue River. All proceeds from the event will go to the Blue River Fire and Rescue Squad. The Scenic Hills National Wild Turkey Federation will be holding their Guns and Bingo event Friday at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Scenic Hills NWTF President Derek Goplin talks about the event.
Doors open at 5, dinner's at 6:30. We'll have a nice meal that's included with your dinner ticket. Most people have bought in advance, but we do have plenty of seats available, so please stop on down at the Phoenix Center at 5 o'clock. You can buy your tickets at the door. They are $80 a piece. That includes the good dinner there. And then if you are interested, we do have a sponsorship table that's $1,200 that gets you 8 seats and your own raffle with that table.
The meal will feature delicious items that those who purchase a ticket will enjoy. Fuzz McCauley is a member of Scenic Hills NWTF and an organizer of the event.
Beef and turkey, the potatoes, vegetable, bread. It's the full meal. It's not a, it's not just a partial. It's full meal. Come hungry.
The $80 single event ticket includes the meal along with 4 complimentary rounds of bingo. The $1,200 sponsor table purchase includes 32 rounds. Bingo winners have a chance to win prizes as well as cash.
You'll get the bingo cards when you come in. You play those games and see what happens. It's the kind of thing where, the selection of what you win can be something dealing with turkey and outdoor, or it can be cash. And I think it's like $400 cash per game. So it's not like if you're not a turkey person, outdoor person, if you just come and you're playing bingo with us, you walk out of there with cash.
The event will also have a raffle featuring guns and other items, door prizes, and a silent auction. All are invited to attend Scenic Hills NWTF Guns and Bingo this Friday starting at 5 o'clock at the Phoenix Center. For more information or to purchase tickets in advance, contact Fuzz McCauley by phone at 608-475-0863. You can also visit the NWTF website. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin was in Richland Center yesterday for a tour of the Richland Hospital, after which she met with several members of the staff and the hospital board for a roundtable discussion regarding rural health care. During the discussion, Baldwin expressed the next major reform in health care will likely be addressing the impact of middlemen in the pharmaceutical industry. Baldwin stated, "These companies state a price for a drug, but then no one pays that price. It's this discount and that rebate and on and on." Both the senator and multiple TRHC staff members expressed frustration not only with the costs associated with the current system, but also the unnecessary delays that seem to do nothing but waste the time of everyone involved when the focus should be on delivering the best outcomes for the people seeking medical care. Baldwin shared from her personal history, explaining how a childhood illness she had made it difficult to find health insurance because for years, insurance companies were allowed to deny coverage to those with what was then called a pre-existing condition. Citing that change as an example of major reform, Baldwin said, "They can't do that anymore." Baldwin expanded on that point, adding she was, quote, "proud to be the author of the amendment that made it possible for children to stay on their parents' insurance until age 26. Looking to the future and the need for significant reform in the healthcare system once again, Baldwin said, "It has to get done, but that doesn't mean they're going to make it easy." The Richland County Natural Resources Standing Committee is set to meet Monday, August 31st at 9:30 a.m. in the county boardroom. This upcoming session follows a period of intense public opposition and significant community interest regarding the proposed BECI 765 kilovolt transmission line project. Recent local meetings, including a county board session that had to be moved to a larger venue to accommodate the crowd, have underscored the deep concerns residents hold regarding environmental impacts, property loss, and transparency. Central to the committee's agenda is the ongoing debate over the high-voltage line. Members will consider a formal resolution opposing the 765 kilovolt transmission line and discuss the technical requirement of mapping these lines as a GIS layer. This action follows previous efforts by the county board to request additional information from developers as residents in the Driftless area continue to organize legal and community-led coalitions against the project. In addition to the transmission line discussions, the committee will handle several other essential county matters. The agenda includes reviewing multiple zoning petitions for rezoning and parcel splits across various county locations. The committee is also scheduled to discuss and potentially approve a short-term rental ordinance for a future public hearing. alongside updates to zoning rules concerning junk properties and the keeping of chickens. Departmental reports from the zoning administrator, county conservationist, UW Extension, and real property lister will also be presented. The Wisconsin Department of Justice has announced a landmark $17.1 billion multi-state settlement with Meta Platforms Incorporated, marking the largest state consumer protection settlement involving a single company since the Big Tobacco agreements of the 1990s. Wisconsin is set to receive between $219 million and $313 million from this agreement, which resolves claims brought by 47 states, the District of Columbia, and multiple territories. These jurisdictions had alleged that Meta intentionally designed platforms like Instagram and addictive features, exposed young users to mental health risks, and misled the public regarding platform safety. As part of the settlement, Meta is required to implement significant safety measures on Instagram and Facebook. These include strict daily time limits for children, featuring mandatory pauses after 15 minutes of continuous use, and at the 60 and 90 minute marks to break up scrolling. The company must also establish nighttime blocks between midnight and 6 a.m. and limit access during school hours by eliminating push notifications on weekdays from 8 a.m. until 3 p.m. during the school year. Furthermore, the agreement mandates robust age assurance measures, enhanced parental controls, and stricter content safeguards against bullying, eating disorders, and self-harm. Meta must also limit features linked to poor mental health, such as certain beauty filters and visible like counts. The implementation of these changes will be assessed by an independent auditor and a committee of settling states. This settlement follows a nearly five-year bipartisan investigation that began in 2021 when attorneys general nationwide scrutinized Meta's promotion of platforms to youth despite known harms. The investigation revealed that Meta internally documented mental health harms while failing to warn parents. This agreement effectively resolves those cases, along with claims related to Meta's sharing of non-public user information with third parties like Cambridge Analytics prior to the 2016 election. The settlement remains subject to final court approval. Monday morning, a routine drive through Liberty Township turned into a scene of devastation following a collision between a passenger vehicle and a farm tractor. At 11:09 a.m., emergency dispatchers notified the Grant County Sheriff's Office of a severe crash on County Highway E, situated near the intersection of Scenic Road. The incident involved an 89-year-old rural Livingston man, Melvin Meshack, and 63-year-old Jeffrey Vesperman of Fenimore. According to initial reports from deputies at the scene, Meshack was traveling eastbound in a 2022 Buick Envision when his vehicle struck the rear of Vesperman's tractor, which was also heading east. The force of the impact was so significant that Vesperman was thrown from the tractor. Following the collision, the tractor veered into the north ditch, while Meshack's SUV came to a rest in the south ditch. The gravity of the situation prompted an immediate and massive multi-agency response, bringing together first responders from Lancaster EMS and Fire, Southwest Health EMS, Fenimore EMS, and the Stitzer Fire Department. Due to the critical nature of Vesperman's injuries, UW MedFlight was summoned directly to the crash site. Southwest Health EMS personnel worked to stabilize Vesperman before transporting him to the waiting helicopter. He was subsequently flown to UW Hospital in Madison. However, despite the efforts of medical staff, he later died from the injuries sustained in the crash. Meshack was assessed by responders on site and was later taken to a hospital by a private party for further evaluation. Vital statistics right after this.